Dear listeners, welcome to our weekly installment of a series of letters written by us to key members of the Jane Austen Society. This week, please enjoy our correspondence to Frank Churchill.
Mr. Frank Churchill. Why, hello, you charming yet deceitful man that you are. I have rewritten the beginning of this letter about 5 times. It is hard to know what exactly to write. Should I go straight to the point? So that you will fully understand the point, or do I write a long letter explaining why I am so frustrated with you? I'm afraid that I am leaning more towards the latter. I have so many questions, Frank Churchill. I have so many questions. In a way, my heart breaks for you. It's clear to me that you weren't raised by people of sense. Otherwise, you would more likely be a man of sense. Of course, there are always exceptions to this rule. You are not one of them, I'm afraid. What breaks my heart the most is how you have treated your father, the wonderful Mr. Weston. Why did you have to back out of coming to visit him and his new wife at Randall's over and over and over again? It's absurd that you weren't at the wedding of your own father. If Mrs. Weston were more of a woman of consequence, would you have come then? Now, after your secret engagement to the lovely Jane Fairfax came out of the dark, so many things flooded through my head. It was you that sent the pianoforte. Nice haircut, was it? And also, you embarrassed her about the Campbells in front of Emma, Harriet, Mrs. Weston, and Mrs. and Miss Bates. You treated her so poorly at the Box Hill picnic by spelling out the words Blunder and Dixon during the word game, and Jane wasn't able to speak up at all. How could she? She doesn't have the privilege of fortune like you do to fall back on. Also, was it necessary for you to make fun of her hair and complexion to Emma? What was the meaning of that? To manipulate Emma into thinking that you would never be with a woman from a family of a lower ranking than yours? That Emma was the woman you were thinking of being with? How is that fair to the love of your life, Jane Fairfax, to poke fun of her to someone else? Again, Frank, so many questions. Like I told you. Now, I understand that you would have lost everything if you had married Jane with your aunt still alive. You were lucky that she passed away and were able to make that work, in a way. Some Austen men aren't as lucky as you. Now, I do hope you apologize to Mrs. Weston profusely. She longed to become close to you for so long that your continual flippantness is what really caused her grief. You played them all a fool, Mr. Churchill. Emma and yourself were a hopeful match for many years to come, with you both losing your mothers at a young age. It is ironic that you did end up with another woman who had also lost her mother at a young age. As we know, poor Jane Fairfax lost both her parents. It was the dear wish of Mr. and Mrs. Weston to see that this match take place. I personally am grateful that it didn't. A match of Frank Churchill and Emma Woodhouse would be a sight to see. Not a pretty one, I'm afraid. I fear you would have brought out the worst in each other. Both of you are thoughtless, yet charming and light-hearted. But you also both have a carelessness that leads to improper words and actions. You egged Emma on when she embarrassed Miss Bates in front of everyone at the Box Hill picnic. Mr. Knightley could see your influence on her, and I am relieved that you two did not end up together. You would be looked at as the most influential couple, but you bring out your weaknesses in each other, and it would have been a disaster. In turn, some believe you deserve a fool, Mr. Churchill. Now, Jane Fairfax deserves someone who will respect her always. I do hope those stabs at her character in jest with Emma will never be heard of again. Frank Churchill, I am hopeful that Jane's influence on you will change you for the sake of your children, your family, and for everyone's sanity. No matter how many times I yell at you while I reread Emma, the story doesn't change. The yelling must end with this letter. Claudia.
Dear Mr. Frank Churchill, I would like to start off by saying that I have great apprehension in writing this letter to you. On the one hand, I am very annoyed and upset by, well, most of the things you do. But on the other hand, I think that you must have been very hurt or damaged in some way for you to behave in the manner which you do. And that thought makes me incredibly sad. However, even if I am in any way correct about your poor damaged soul, that does not excuse your terrible self-centered behavior. Let me say this loud and clear. You, sir, are an ass. You are manipulative in the worst way, because you actively encourage the affection of two women at the same time, knowing that even in the best outcome, one of them would be left disappointed and hurt. In my experience, the very lowest thing a man can do is encourage tender feelings from a woman with no intention of returning them. And I see no way around the fact that you did exactly that to Emma. All while the woman you confessed to love stood watching. How is that love, sir? I once read that men should take care not to make women weep, for God counts their tears. If this is true, I think that you must carry some amount of worry for your actions. In all fairness, I might be giving you more blame than you deserve. I do think that you faced a difficult and unhappy life situation of being held to an inauthentic standard by a demanding aunt. And I have no doubt that the weight of meeting the approval of society, along with the family expectation, was not an easy prospect for you. However, facing difficulty and remaining honest and true is what has always created a hero. You had the opportunity to prove yourself a hero, and instead, you proved a disappointment. I believe I have said all that I can on this matter. You have my sympathy, and more than a little pity. Yours.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us for this week's collection of letters. Make haste to your mobile devices and subscribe to our podcast, Tea with Claudia and Bea. Our delightful new episode will appear on Friday at noon Eastern Time. Until next time!